My guest at this time is Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith, a freshman from the Old Dominion's 9th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, as well as its Investigations and Oversight Subcommittee. We talked to him several days ago when the subcommittee was quizzing members of the Energy Department about the government's $500 million investment in Solyndra, the failed solar panel company out on the West Coast. At the end of last week, executives from Solyndra itself were before the subcommittee and, for the most part, pleading the fifth against self-incrimination. And so the congressman is here to provide an update on that. And, sir, it's good to have you with us.
It's good to be with you.
Let's just start with the simple fact of that the Fifth Amendment being invoked was the headline of that subcommittee hearing. What did that tell you?
Well, what that tells me is that these folks are at least a little bit concerned, but I'm not sure who wouldn't be concerned after the FBI raids your offices, and they invoke their constitutionally guaranteed rights, which we all believe in, but we were disappointed that they had previously indicated that they would come in and testify without invoking the Fifth, and then they chose to take the Fifth. But, you know, that's their right, and you don't waive that lightly, and so I respect that they use that, but it tells me that there's probably more there that we need to investigate.
Did they say anything of value, or did they basically heed to the Fifth Amendment throughout any sort of substantive questioning?
They took the Fifth, you know, on everything other than their name, and that they took the oath to tell the truth.
Congressman, what questions did you have prepared for them? What do you want to know most from them?
Well, and you know, I'm just asking the questions, but because in an investigation, you got to kick over all the rocks, as, you know, as I said before, and look for everything that you can find. And so, you know, I wanted to know a number of things. One, what was their role in discussing, or any agents or anybody that they know, in discussing the subordination of the $75 million? Was that something that they went and talked to the DOE legal department about? Because that opinion seems very weak to me, and it looks like somebody there was given the answer they were supposed to come up with and said, here, defend this. And so I'm very concerned about that. And then, you know, I wanted to know, do they feel they're being picked on by the Justice Department, and do they feel like the FBI's investigation is, you know, is something that is out there by the administration just to create a smokescreen to shield the administration's gross negligence? Or do they believe that, you know, they're trying to divert attention away from that $75 million, which, in my opinion, was subordinated in violation of the law that created the loan guarantee program.
Follow up on a couple of points you just made, sir. It sounds like you believe many more substantive answers are more likely to come from the government than from Solyndra. Would that be an accurate read?
That is correct. And, you know, we're hoping to get some information from Secretary Chu. And, you know, we're hoping that as the committee goes forward to talk with the OMB Director Liu in regard to Solyndra. We're asking, the committee is asking for documents from Argonaut and Madrone. They're the investors who got the benefit of the $75 million in subordinated money. And, of course, that, you know, very simply means that the taxpayers were in first place to get repaid. And then, without authority of law, the Department of Energy put the taxpayers in second place on that $75 million. So not only did we negligently, in my opinion, lend $535 million, but then we, you know, notwithstanding the fact the law says it's not supposed to be subordinate to other funds, the Department of Energy just decides on their own they're going to go out and, you know, put these two large investment companies in front of the taxpayers of America, and it's just wrong.
Real briefly, have you gotten any follow-up from those you questioned before from the Energy Department about how that money got subordinated when it was clearly described in the law, in the rule related to the project, that it was not supposed to be done that way?
Thus far, I haven't gotten any answers that satisfy me. What Mr. Silver said at that committee hearing was he hadn't read the memo. He was just told by lawyers they could do it. And I think anybody reading that memo, you don't have to be a lawyer to figure it out. That memo didn't say a whole lot other than this is what you want to do. We'll try to find a way to find, you know, some reason you can hang your hat on if things go bad, but things have gone bad, and I don't think they did it legally. And somebody is going to have to, I believe, account for that $75 million, whether the bankruptcy court can straighten that out or whether the Department of Energy is going to have to figure out what they need to do. But they put the taxpayers in the back seat when they should have been in the front seat.
Just elaborate on that a little bit, because obviously that's a major issue here, and the answer to this next question is probably both. But what troubles you more about that, that what you believe is pretty clear language was clearly violated, or that it was just how the taxpayers were treated in the attitude by the administration?
Well, it is both. They both bother me. But, I, you know, as a new member who used to practice law, and did criminal work, this is an area that greatly concerns me, because the opinion is, in my opinion, very weak that said that DOE could subordinate that money. And if there's any collusion whatsoever, somebody may have crossed the line between gross negligence and perhaps criminal conduct. And so I'm offended that the Obama administration, Department of Energy, would put the taxpayers in the back seat. And I'm very concerned that there may have been wrongdoing in regard to the subordination, because the language appears pretty clear to me, and we'll have to do more investigation. It's too early to say that there was criminal conduct, but it really looks suspicious to me.
We're talking with Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith. And Congressman, some have suggested on the Republican or conservative side that Solyndra is the tip of the iceberg, that the administration was so invested in growing quote-unquote green jobs that there could be many other companies where this is essentially the same story. Do you have any evidence in your committee at this point that suggests that that's the case, or at this point is Solyndra the main issue?
Well, Solyndra seems to be the worst example. There are some others that the committee is looking into, but we're not ready at this point to say definitively that there were others where the rush to judgment definitely cost the taxpayers money. It's interesting. Apparently there's a new article out today that indicates that this was debated even as late as October of 2010 at the cabinet level, and that the Department of Energy Secretary Chu advocated to keep the loan guarantee program, even though there were great concerns as to whether or not they were vetting these loan guarantees properly. And it's a real interesting new development today. So I anticipate that because of the amount of money and because of the suspiciousness of this whole situation, particularly with the subordination, that we're going to be getting more information from all kinds of different sources as the weeks go by.
Last question before we let you go, sir. This whole kerfuffle between Republicans and Democrats recently over disaster aid was over offsetting that spending with cuts elsewhere and in the House. That seemed to be in the areas of spending in renewable energies. How much of the decision to specifically look for offsets in that area has come from the recent revelations, do you think?
Well, certainly we're very concerned, and it looks like the Department of Energy is trying to spend $7 billion in this last week before the program runs out of authority. And, you know, just like with Solyndra, if they're trying to put, you know, money out quickly in order to make a point, they may waste the taxpayers' money. So that was one of the reasons you saw that being targeted in the most recent CR, because we're very concerned that, you know, it's one thing to spend the taxpayers' money on wise things, even if we disagree philosophically. It's another when you're just throwing the taxpayers' money down a rat hole.
Well, certainly, as you mentioned, more to be learned on Solyndra and perhaps elsewhere. Sir, thank you very much for the update. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith represents his state's 9th Congressional District, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee and its Investigations and Oversight Subcommittee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America. Thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you. Hope you did all right.
Absolutely. It was terrific. And thanks again for your persistence.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Take care, Bye-bye. Sir. Bye-bye. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.